Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the DDP. I'm in Titus chapter 1, and we are in the middle of the sixth verse, and we're about to talk about children in relation to elders, and I want to show again something that we talked a little bit about yesterday. If a man is blameless, this is the ones that should be appointed elders. If a man is blameless or above reproach, husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation or insubordination. That phrase dissipation is debauchery. So they're really just living rowdy, licentious lifestyles. So you pick an elder who's faithful to his spouse and has faithful children who aren't accused of living rebellious lives. Notice that he deals with the fidelity of marriage before he deals with the quality of kids that you're raising. And again, that's because there's a supreme hand over marriage and then over children. So your marriage tops the children. And we've kind of backed that up relationally in America. We've backed up on that relationally, and that it's all about our kids, not about our spouse. In fact, most people take the side of their kids instead of their spouse. And now, don't even get me started. That's a sickening prospect. But the elder in Titus 1 is to have children who are not do not have the reputation of rebellion. And so leadership is definitely put to a certain standard in Titus 1. And so the people that are overseeing the church were to have lives that were not a wreck. Now, I want you to notice that that Paul is not saying, man, if you've got somebody like this in your midst, this guy's not even safe. No. He's saying, if this is an issue, then you don't want this person as an overseer of the church. Because the basic premise throughout Paul's writings is that if a man cannot govern his house, how can he be expected to govern the house of God? If he's terrible, I think that rolls over into everything else. If he's terrible over his own body, how can he be faithful over the body of Christ? If he's terrible over his own tongue, how can he be faithful over speaking over his people? If he's terrible in his own finances, how can he be expected to help handle the finances of leadership? This is not legalisms. This is practical use of God-given talents and abilities, and it's finding the right people who live their lives in a manner in which they can be overseers over the house of God. And it's why Paul, in another passage, would say that those who lead the flock are worthy of double honor. And the double honor is that the first honor is that they're able to lead the flock. What's the honor in that? Well, they're living a life, not that they're more righteous than the sheep, but that they live a life beyond reproach. They're not out cheating on their spouse, losing their kids to rebellion, getting drunk, stealing money, all the things that are going to come up in Titus 1. And so they're chosen as an overseer. That's honor one. The double honor is that they get paid to do it. So the double honor is that they're taken care of by the people in whom they govern over. And that is part of ministry. Unfortunately, we'll get into the greed section in a moment there in Titus 1 and find that what has ended up destroying a lot of ministries is not just the infidelity to the one wife, but the absolute lust for more and more and more in regards to money. And so that's certainly coming up. Bishop must be blameless, verse 7. And the bishop there, literally the word overseer, again, interchangeable. Blameless, steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money. That's verse 7. So I want to deal with verse 7 tomorrow in Titus chapter 1 and verse 7. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.